When attacked by football players, there are only two logical ways to survive for someone my size: run or hide. I stretched into a sprint, jocks in hot pursuit, and my toe caught the curb, spiraling me face first into the sidewalk. Angry, electric stars zapped from the tip of my nose into my brain. Hide it is. Pounding footsteps thundered up the block as I slipped into the corner gas station, wheezing lungs gasping for air. Stay casual, keep it cool. I kept my eyes down, trying not to catch the gum-chewing cashier's attention as I hustled through the candy aisle. Now I get why some kids need inhalers. Frank cocked his head, listening to slipper-clad feet paddling down the hallway. Penny for your thoughts? Ellie rested one hand lightly on his shoulder and reached for his plate, snatching an Oreo before taking a seat across from him. Plural? He asked, arching an eyebrow. You should know by now that I only have one thought at a time, usually with long gaps in between. He rearranged his remaining cookies, forming a 2x2 square, with the fifth cookie centered on top, like a bell tower above a church. Why do you do that? She asked, eyeing his plate as she chewed her cookie. What, make jokes? Besides bringing you flowers, it seems to be the best way to make you smile. Not the jokes, though they do make me smile. She flashed a goofy grin, seemingly unaware of the black cookie remnants lodged between her front teeth. The sun never once came out in Morgantown the day after 13-9. It rose in the east and set in the west, but it never showed its face on campus or in any of the surrounding neighborhoods. Maybe it knew better. You don't mess with your dad the morning after New Year's Eve, or your sister after a breakup. You can't console your friend when he puts his dog to sleep, or your neighbors when their son heads off to college. In Morgantown, in West Virginia, in homes where fans or students or graduates or employees lived, you couldn't hurry them through the morning. Not even the sun would brighten things up that day. This was a terribly difficult time. Stress is like that one teammate in gym class who won't stop yelling instructions, even though they're not helping at all. Or it's that smoke detector that keeps going off every few minutes until someone finally changes the battery. It's not causing you anxiety, yet. It's important to know that stress is different from anxiety, but it can turn into anxiety if you don't keep it under check. So what are some of the things that currently stress you out? Make a mental list and think about how you can reduce those stressors before they get the best of you.